I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Since the COVID-19 pandemic, older U.S. adults are increasingly using technology-based platforms for health-related purposes. Dr. Margaret Fahey is here to provide the details. Dr. Fahey is a licensed clinical psychologist and a postdoctoral researcher at MUSC, studying the use of digital technologies to improve the behavioral health of older adults. Dr. Fahey, what's been happening in recent years as far as older adults using technology-based health platforms?
In a recent study, my colleagues and I looked at U.S. nationally representative data made available by the National Cancer Institute, and we found that in the years following the COVID pandemic, adults over the age of 65 significantly increased their use of technology for health reasons. Specifically, they increasingly used the internet to access medical information, increasingly wore electronic wearables to track their health patterns, and increasingly use social media for health purposes, such as participating in online health forums. We also found that about 40% of U.S. older adults today are currently using a health app on a smartphone.
Well, give us some real-life examples of how digital health technologies enhance healthcare or improve health for older adults.
So older adults are more likely to rely on caregivers for transportation or have physical limitations such as mobility impairments that can make it hard for them to access in-person treatment, either for their physical or mental health. As a psychologist, I've worked with older adults to help them quit smoking, and many of the patients I've worked with were only interested or able to participate in counseling if they could video conference with me rather than coming in person into our clinic. Technology can help older adults access evidence-based treatments for people who might not be able to access treatment in person, and they can also encourage someone's independence and ability to self-manage their health behaviors. So some examples, people can use electronic wearables to track their steps or their sleep patterns. There are also app-based treatments that can help people increase their physical activity, eat more healthily, or track their substance use.
What are some of the challenges related to technology-based health platforms specifically for older adults?
Some groups are less likely to own digital devices or to have access to reliable internet service. And this includes racially and ethnically marginalized groups, as well as people living in rural settings or from lower socioeconomic backgrounds. Another barrier for this age group is that there's still some ageist misconceptions that older adults are unwilling or unable to engage with technology. And so because of this, older adults are often excluded from clinical trials or research studies that are developing these types of technology-based treatments.
Is there anything new on the horizon that may expand the use of digital technology-based health platforms for older adults?
Absolutely. I think because older adults are the fastest growing age group in the U.S., and we see that they're increasing their technology use for their health on their own, I believe that medical professionals and researchers will continue to see the importance of promoting technology to help with healthy aging.
Dr. Fahey, thanks for this update about the use of technology-based health platforms for older adults.
Thank you so much for having me.
From the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.